Chapter 16, Mishnah 3. Ein me'idin ela al partsuf apanim im ha'chaitim. So you can only testify, and this is a complete change of subject, and you'll see from here to the end of the Masechta, it's talking about testimony regarding identifying someone who's died. Fascinating subject. So you can only testify, says the Mishnah, on the basis of a face with a nose. Right? So you, in order for a person to recognize a dead person and give testimony that they're dead, you need to be able to see the face with the nose. Even though there are signs on the body and or you recognize the person's garments, that's not good enough. You have to be able to identify a face and a nose in order to give testimony that the person has died. And also you can only give testimony if your person actually sees the person dead. They can't see them that they're dying. They actually have to be dead. Even if you see the person cut or crucified or being devoured by a beast. So even in those cases, so you can't give testimony until you see the soul going out. The Gemara qualifies it. The Gemara says if you see, it's impossible to survive a wound, absolutely impossible. Like the example brings, you see the person, they cut through their windpipe and their, you know, esophagus, and they turn around and they run away around the corner or something. So if it was absolutely impossible to survive the wound, then you could still say that they died, even though you didn't see like the minute, you know, you didn't see the final moment. You're only allowed to give testimony up to 3 days, meaning if you see a dead body, only within the first 3 days you can get testimony, obviously, because after that, then we worry that it starts decomposing and starts changing shape, etc. So only within the first 3 days, says the Mishnah, you can identify a body. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Omer, he says, Lo kol Adam velo kol hamakomus velo kol hashas shavin. He says, not every person, not all places, and not all hours are alike. In other words, depending, which is true, I mean, depending on the person, depending on the place that they are, and depending on the time of day, etc., circumstances will differ, and person's decomposition will differ, be faster or slower. Yeah, like if you put them on ice. snow, exactly. So in a very cold place, the body's going to, in a hot place, it will be slower.